It's really cool seeing everyone's process of how they create music. Like some people, they come in and know exactly what they want to do. They get boom, in and done, just like that. But if you have
just
like
gotta have good instincts.
Yeah, instincts, and as long as the content is good.
All right, hey guys, welcome back to the studio. Today we have Stefan Varden, the brand manager from FBT Studios. Welcome to the studio, Stefan.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're the trifecta with FBT Studios because we recently had Jake Bass.
Yeah.
Yes, your connection over there at FBT Studios, and Ryan Scott.
Yeah.
New up-and-coming artist in Detroit, Michigan here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with both of them.
Yes, of course. Hey, tell me how you found your way to FBT Studios.
So, really through Jake Bass. He was my best friend. Known him for 20 years. We kind of just became friends back in the day. And I was kind of in a weird situation with my previous job and been around his family for so long that he kind of got me into the studio. And I kind of do all the social media, like website stuff, anything that's not music related. That's kind of what I try and do because I'm not a musician. I can't play anything. But Jake and his family are so talented. So it's cool being around them. But that's kind of like the gist of me getting FBT, and that's what I've been doing for, you know, a few months so far, and it's been fun.
That's awesome. Good. That website is beautiful.
Thank you. I didn't personally do it, but I was kind of the middleman of getting it.
You facilitated everything. Yes, I was talking to my guy about the drone footage.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That's a great clip of the drone flying through the studio, trying to giving all the angles.
Yeah,
the guys got cooking over there.
Exactly, just kind of give you a vibe of the studio, the layout, and everything.
Yeah,
it's very cool. You got to be there though to really experience it, but it's a very cool spot.
Absolutely. Sure. Now, how long has the studio been out there for?
About 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been, they just recently opened to the public.
Right.
So now anyone can go to, you know, fbtstudios.com and book time if you want to record.
Which is amazing because there's so many great talented artists out there just looking to connect or find a studio to record in.
For sure.
And now it's gone from private to public. Which means, what is the process like for that, for someone to come in and just kind of connect? They just reach out and then just book time, right?
Yeah, just book time. Like, we have an engineer with you, so you don't have to bring anybody. If you just want to kind of come in and record some tracks, and there you go. You got a track.
That's awesome.
You know, mastering is a whole different thing, and mixing's a different thing. But it's cool if you just want to come in a couple hours, and you've never been in an actual studio, because nowadays a lot of people are like, recording stuff at home because it's so much easier.
Yeah.
But to get that full studio experience is, it's a very, very cool experience.
Yeah. Just even the virtual tour, it's amazing. And so when someone comes in and they go through that process, do they get you as the brand manager for them if they sign up for you?
I'm there pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
It's usually like, I'm really there just to document their experience as long as they're cool with it.
Yeah.
But then as far as all the creative and musical stuff, that's on Jake or Michael or Max or different engineers, and they kind of handle that. I try and be like a fly on the wall.
Gotcha.
Unless they have specific questions about certain things that I'm happy to help with. But I'm just there to kind of document. And
so you document and then it goes up on your social media, FBT Studio social media.
Yep.
And then you kind of promote kind of what's going on within the studio.
Exactly.
So you're FBT Studios exclusive brand manager. You know,
exactly.
The artist can't obtain you.
Correct. Right. Yeah, I'm happy to, you know, provide them with all the photos and videos I took during the day.
Yeah.
And I'll tag them and everything. But yeah, I work for the studio, so I'm there to just document the experience and let everyone see it. See,
that's cool. Fantastic. So I know, having had Jake here in the studio and Ryan, they've gotten to network and work with some pretty amazing artists. Have you gotten to see anybody in the studio that really stands out to you?
I mean, it's just, I wouldn't say there's a specific person. It's really cool seeing everyone's process of how they create music. Like some people, they come and they know exactly what they want to do, and they get boom, in and done, just like that. Like it's, you know, as quick as possible.
Yeah.
Some people are more, they take more time with it. They like to make sure they're methodical with it. They write down the process. Some people are improv on the fly. It's just very cool seeing how different artists come in. Because not coming from a musical background, like, I mean, I didn't.
Same.
Play, so it's like being around the musicians and seeing how they process is like very cool. And I start picking up certain things, even with like engineering and the board and how they're recording. It's like, okay, it's fascinating to see.
Yeah.
So it's really just the whole overall just experience and being in that environment, it's just kind of, it's cool. No day is the same. Every day is different.
Oh,
every artist
I love
is
that.
Different. So it's like, it's never boring. Yeah. It's always like, so, and everyone's been very cool. Like even like some bigger people you would think would kind of be, you know, maybe snobbish. Everyone's been so cool.
That's so great. It's pretty humble. And yeah. What a great experience too, because being a part of anyone's creative process is unique because it's fascinating to see how people kind of operate and what their modes of, you know, their methods are and kind of how they shift from one mode to another, from songwriting to actually bringing it to fruition.
Yeah.
You know, wow.
Yeah.
And then you guys have all of that. So like they go into a sound recording booth and kind of just.
Got a vocal booth, got a drum booth. And they go in there and they can lay down the tracks and
And so you've obviously knowing Jake for 20 years, you know, his father and his uncle. The famous Bass Brothers.
Yes. I really do. I look at his father as like my uncle. Like I'm very, very close with his family.
Yeah.
I'm very close with him. And it is feel like I'm just kind of a part of the family business. So
That's awesome.
Very special relationship for sure.
And now is your family pretty tight with their family also? Or is it kind of separate?
Yeah. We're all kind of one big, really close family because we grew up pretty close to each other. Jay grew up just a few blocks from me, kind of getting into our backstory of that. We didn't really become friends till high school, even though we kind of went to middle school with each other. We got assigned a project in a history class, kind of just doing a video project, and we kind of just hit it off and just had fun.
Yeah.
And ever since then, we've just been the best of buddies.
That's awesome.
And it's just funny cause we just grew up four blocks from each other, not knowing this for so long.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we do now. Like all the videos that I put out there with me and him, it's just like us like back in our high school days of just making stupid videos.
Well, he's a riot. So the day Jake came into the studio, you were with him. And so like I can see the banter and the friendship there. It's great. That's fantastic.
Yes.
And it's nice to be able to, you know, go into your adulthood with someone that you came up with and still have that trusting bond. And,
for sure.
You know, that's pretty rare these days, I think. And that's pretty special. You guys have that. I think that's so cool. And I love that your families are connected also. And, you know, something I know about your family is that about 20 years ago, you guys were on Extreme Home Makeover.
Yes.
And so you actually happen to have a blind brother your brother happens to be blind.
Blind and autistic.
Yes.
Yeah,
and autistic. Yes. He's autistic. On the autism spectrum.
Yep.
That is amazing. I would love to meet your brother someday. You know, I have a nonprofit. That's what I've done for 30 years is work with families and folks with many different abilities. And I was fascinated by your brother's story and your connection with him. And I was wondering if you'd share with the audience a little bit about your story with Extreme Home Makeover. And not only is your brother blind and on the autism spectrum, but your folks happen to be deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so unique. And
yeah.
I've worked with so many deaf folks over the years. Such a beautiful experience. I have so many deaf team members from management to caregivers, direct support professionals. And it's just such a fascinating group of folks to get to be a part of their life. And I'm always so honored. And so I wish you'd share your story with the audience.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, so both my parents are deaf. My younger brother is blind and autistic. And that is kind of the world I grew up in. So, Extreme Makeover, we were big fans of the show. We were like watching it one time and it said, they're coming to your town or area one time. I was like, oh, maybe we should just put it out there and just see. Like, why not? Like, let's just put it out there. And yeah, I mean, it was like a month long process of like narrowing it down. And like, you got to sit down and they talk with you. They come into town, interview you. They actually have you leave for a little bit so they can have like people kind of come in and check the house. So you don't know if you get chosen, what they're going to do. And you know, it literally is like on the show that morning when you find out that you won, like that's when we found out, like we're sitting down with producers, we're kind of just doing some simple interviews and we're just waiting and just like, we don't know. We think there's us and a couple other families that are going to find out. And then you just roll up and it's like, that's when it starts. Like they just show up and it's like, here we go.
Yeah.
So it's you're on a ride. And, it was a wild experience because I was 14 at the time.
Wow.
So I was still pretty like young. It was kind of like a little overwhelming because they also had me do like the interpreting.
Yes.
So with some parents with them. They did have an interpreter kind of like to the side, but they wanted me to kind of do the interpreting.
They had a formal interpreter, but you're the family interpreter. And I know you and I talked the last time you were here in the studio. A lot of folks that I've supported over the years, they don't formally sign like ASL. They have their own form of communication or their own unique version of ASL for communication with their family. And kind of same for you probably.
It's like a hybrid. It's like a home sign. Yes. Like I'm not a like professional interpreter.
Right.
Like I'm not certified or anything like that.
You're the family interpreter.
The family interpreter.
Yes.
Mostly back in the day. Nowadays it's changed a lot for the better. But yeah, like it was like my mom and dad knew what I was signing to them, but if I would go speak to a different deaf person, they would understand it, but it wouldn't be as clean, precise as it normally is. But yeah, I did that a lot growing up, just because it's go to a doctor's appointment or my mom, something happens, like I'm there and they need me to interpret. Thankfully though, like nowadays it's gotten a lot better. There's a lot more services, even technology.
Yeah.
Like make calls. Like I would always, like to this day, like I hate talking on the phone just because like growing up, someone calls or you have to make a call, I'm the hearing person. I have to make the call.
You're
and
the
I'm
key.
12 years old. I'm 13 years old or whatever and having to deal with this. So it's like you mature very young age.
You're a good man, dude. So it's that's like so good.
Yeah. I'm glad like the world has kind of transitioned to texting universally. So it's like I'm cool with that.
Yes.
But yeah, no, growing up that was a lot
well,
to deal
now
with
we it. Have DefCan.
Yes.
So cause my organization, we work with DefCan. So like when I have meetings with my team, we connect with DefCan and then they send us an interpreter for our team.
Yeah.
Because I don't speak, I don't have formal ASL training either. So that's amazing. All the leaps and bounds that we've made, with connecting people these days.
Yeah, and there's like things like Sorensen, which is like a video. So my mom can literally call any number and she can see an interpreter and that interpreter is on the phone with whoever, like it's a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
Or calling CVS about medication or whatever it is. So she can kind of deal with that. She doesn't have to rely on me to make a call or anything. So
yeah.
It's cool seeing things go in that direction.
Now, when were you able to kind of transition out of your folks' house? Because your brother is younger than you.
Yes.
You are, let's see, what's the age gap between the two of you?
What is it? Oh, gosh. I think it's like 3 years. I'm so bad with birthdays and numbers.
I know, me too.
I'm so bad.
It's about 3 years. So, yeah. So they rely heavily on you. And I think it's amazing that, that you stuck around to support and stepped up in every way possible. That's just huge.
Yeah.
And so were you, at what age were you able to kind of transition out of your folks' house out on your own?
So, it really started when I went away to college. So I went to Columbia College Chicago, actually with Jake, your roommate. So I've always been around him for so long. And so going away, even though it's in Chicago, it's like not that far away. It's still you're away for months at a time. And that kind of like started that process of like me kind of being on my own.
Yeah.
Even though like I would, obviously worry about parent like my at home, like what's going on. Just because I've been around them for my entire life. So it's just that natural like anxiety and anxiousness of like, everything's okay.
Yeah.
But of course, everything's okay.
Yeah.
And then when I got back from college, I still stayed with my parents for a while. And I just realized like, I just need my own space.
Yeah.
I need to kind of just branch out. And so I was able to find a place in Ferndale, which is like 10 minutes from them. So I'm still in the area, around them. And, it for sure is a hard time kind of, I'm still very, very close with them.
Yeah.
But it was a hard time kind of being away from them because you're so used to, having to be relied on and being around them. And it's.
And deeply connected.
Like, especially around my brother and just, but it's, it just over time, you kind of just, it gets better and better and better.
So So I know from watching Extreme Home Makeover back in the day, they always went above and beyond putting in, extra attention with special details for people with diverse needs.
Yeah.
What were some of the special details that went into that house?
So the first thing they did is they kind of opened it up. There was like a big wall in the living room. And so being deaf, obviously, you need a lot of visuals. So signing, it's like if there's walls and all this stuff, it doesn't help. So they kind of opened it up for my parents. And they had like fire alarms that had like flashing lights. They put in cameras around so we can kind of see where my brother is because he would kind of, obviously they can't hear him where he's at. So they kind of cameras in the basement upstairs, the backyard, so they kind of know where he's at because he loves to swing. So he loves swing outside swinging.
Yeah.
We joke, that's kind of like his smoke break.
Yeah.
He just like his fix. He goes out, he's like stressed out or something, and just goes out and swing for like an hour or so.
He likes that stimulation.
Loves that stimulation. He loves swimming too. Swimming's
does he have like a typical swing, or is it like one of the triangle swings?
It's actually just a typical. So he used to have like two. He'd have like just a typical swing and kind of like a net, like a mesh kind of net that he would swing.
Yeah.
But like he just loves the regular swing. Like even when we're going out and about, he loves going to a park and just going on a swing. Like that's just his like
I
stress
still
reliever.
Like swing out at the park.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, as long as like, you can fit in it. Some of the swings are a little tight and small. But yeah.
Well, I actually worked with a group of five guys in their early 20s. I did a summer program for them all on the autism spectrum and with some various other abilities in the mix. And we often went to the park over in Beverly Hills. I would do the summer program with them. Yeah. And everyone ran for the swings. And so I was still swinging with them. Yeah, they love
it. It's just a fun, you just feel the air and you just relax in it. It's
absolutely
great.
Yeah. And so like with Extreme Home Makeover, not only do they put attention to detail on the interior, the exterior also?
Yeah, so like a lot of it was like safety stuff. Like the cameras was a big thing, like having all the cameras around. But like for my brother though, they made a huge swing set. Speaking of swings, like they did a nice big swing set. It was really opening it up, the lights and for the fire, an alarm to wake my parents up in case something was like that. And the cameras to kind of keep track of my brother. Just made it nice and looked good. But it was crazy because they did it in, I think it was 5 days. They kind of just like tore it, they gutted it. Yeah, they gutted it. They sent us to Mackinac Island, which is nice.
Oh, cool.
It was cool. Because my brother, we've never flown with him, so they couldn't like fly us like the Bahamas or Florida or something. So Mackinac Island was a great spot. We stayed at the Grand Hotel. It was beautiful.
That's awesome.
It was great. But yeah, they kind of like gutted it and fixed it up, added the technology, and my parents still live there to this day, so
that's amazing.
Still holding up there.
Now, do they check in and follow up on things with you guys after that process ends? Like, is there a period of time where they're just
It's so crazy. So when it ends, like they're like, okay, here's the keys, and they're like
gone,
they're out. It's kind of a surreal experience because it's like you have all these people, and then they're just like, okay, we're out.
Yeah.
I think they did do a follow up like maybe a year or a couple months later. And they did it a follow-up thing, but like our episode was a huge thing. It was a 2-hour special.
Yeah.
It was like, I think to date it was like their highest rated show ever. It was a very crazy, cool, kind of surreal experience that you kind of think back on. It's just like, it's a weird.
Well, and what a great episode too, because that episode can serve as a launching pad for people experiencing those circumstances for resources. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't know. Like, I think we were talking off camera a little bit about the safety systems. Like there's the flashing lights, like the residential homes that I provide for our deaf folks. We have the flashing lights, but you mentioned that there was a kicker under the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was called like a butt kicker is the company, but it's like when my parents are sleeping, if the flashing lights isn't doing it, it would actually like kind of kick the bed and wake you up if the alarm or the fire alarm is going off.
That's so fascinating. Get up. Yeah. I had never heard of that actually.
Yeah. It's pretty, and that was 20 years ago. So nowadays could have gotten so much better. I'm not sure what exactly.
Yeah.
Is now, but yeah, there's a bunch of little things like that.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And then you guys have a connection with Sean Forbes over there at FBT Studios too, which I think Sean's amazing. And I got to see Sean, with the DSO Detroit Symphony Orchestra back in 2018. It was the Deaf and Loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jake happened to be there.
Yeah.
So when Jake and I were talking, I was like, I sent him my ticket stub and he was like, oh yeah, I was on piano. And I think his dad was there too. I think Jeff Bass was there too.
Yeah, I think he played some guitar too.
Yeah. The whole fam was there, which is amazing.
And I was there too for the record too.
Awesome.
It was cool.
I mean, our paths have all crossed at some point, you know, which it's wild. And so, that experience it does sound surreal. Like they come in, like, did you get to meet that whole cast?
Yeah. There's like Ty's like the host. There's Preston. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of them all. Like Michael. They got like, you literally, you just meet them where it's like, boom,
day
you're on
one,
camera.
You
like,
them,
as soon as you come, you're there day one, you spend the day there doing that. And then they kind of send you off on your trip. But it's pretty cool. Actually, Preston, I think, still stays in touch with my mom. He'll send like a holiday card.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because he was a big musician, so he was like my brother. Because my brother loves playing the piano. He loves listening to music. So he would play the guitar with him while he's playing the piano. Like, it was a very cool, like, genuine, like, connection.
Yeah.
Everyone was very cool. Like, everyone is how they are or were on the show when it was on. And there's still some times where I remember stuff just because I was so young, and you just literally like get camera shoved in your face and you're just like, okay, do this and this and this. It was wild.
Yeah.
It was a fun time, but yeah.
Absolutely. Now, does Lance get to go over to FBT Studios and get into the music scene at all?
He hasn't. We do have a nice big piano. He kind of just does his own thing. So like the basement, he's taken over my room since I moved out. So yeah. Like, he has the entire basement. He's got, I don't know how many pianos, like 3-4 pianos just scattered around. And he's old school. He listens to cassette tapes.
Love that.
So I mean, because it's really easy for him because it's very tactile. So yeah. It's like the play and all that. Whereas a CD, it's a little trickier.
Plus they scratch.
Yes. So he's got cassettes everywhere. He loves to read too. So he's got Braille books everywhere. So that's kind of like his little zone. He goes down there, listens to music, plays music, reads books.
Now we have tablets. Yeah. And there's all these apps. Does that?
He hasn't really, just because the blind and autism like combination, it's hard for him to kind of use like a tablet or something like that.
They don't have anything like that as far as like with Braille.
There are I know there are some things. I don't know if we've looked into it so much because he loves his routine already. Like he's got his thing and he's.
I'm all about structure and routine, and that's a beautiful thing. Yes. So don't rock the boat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he loves it.
That is so cool. What's cooking over at FBT Studios for the remainder of the year for you? Like, you've got so many different projects going on. You guys have so many new artists coming into the mix, and I can't wait to get out there and do some stuff with you guys.
You gotta come by.
Highlight the studio. Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to have Jeff out here to the studio and share that story. Like, what an amazing story. And you guys just have a lot cooking out there.
Yeah. And it literally, like, I have no idea. Like, 1 week could be pretty chill. And, and literally, like, next week we got this and this and this. So it's like, there really isn't a way to, like, know, okay, this month we're going to be doing this and this.
Just take it as it comes.
I just take it as it comes.
That's beautiful.
And it's cool and it's fun. And it's just meeting all the cool people and being in that environment.
Now, do you get out to the artist shows? Like, you guys, like, we just had Ryan Scott here, and I know he's got a show coming up in April. Do you guys all get out there and go to the shows to support the artists when you can?
Like, we'll certainly try to, depending on what it is. But, like, I tell you what, ever since I got my place, I am such a homebody.
Yeah.
I feel old too. Like, I don't like, it's like I go to bed like by 11 and I'm like, anything like,
I got you.
I pass that, I'm like, loud noises. I wear we're called eargasms in the studio. So they kind of, they're not earplugs, but they like reduce the volume of your ear.
Yeah.
So you can hear. So it doesn't hurt your ear. I feel so old, man.
Oh my God. Like, I'm right with you. Do you have pets?
I don't. It's just me. That's just what I also love. It's just me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
It's just me. I can take a nap. Naps are great too.
Yes.
I can take a nap whenever I want and just kind of chill out and just,
Naps are my thing. And I before I had pets, it was just me on my own and I loved it until I didn't. And then I was like, all right, now I need something to keep me accountable. Know what I mean? Like when I had the puppies, it was like, oh my God, like you have no downtime. So it was like, I needed to, I eventually found my way back to puppy land. So that's been fun. They keep me busy.
That's good.
You guys have so much cooking out there at the studio. I have a connection with the Magic Mission, PB Siebert, that's the artist Kesha's mother.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I collaborated with them a couple years ago and still to this day, themagicmission.org. They save animals, all over the place. And I just adopted a dog, Burrito, from the island of Utila, Honduras.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm contemplating getting another one. I rescued Burrito, and now PB, that's Kesha's mom, she's trying to get me to take on Taco. So we're going for the whole Taco Bell menu.
All right.
But it was pretty cool. Like, it'd be fun to get them out this way, to go out to FBT Studios. That'd be a riot. So we were just texting last night, and we've been trying to collaborate on a date for her to come out and do the podcast. And she's worked with so many amazing artists over the years. Gosh, she wrote for Dolly Parton. She wrote songs for Ariana Grande, Britney Spears, Alice Cooper. Like, her roster is crazy. Yeah, so it'd be fun to introduce her to Jeff and the crew out there. But so if you're ever looking to rescue a puppy, I can hook you up.
My mom would be love to hear that because she was on me about getting dogs. I have nothing against animals. I love dogs. Yeah. I grew up with a dog.
For sure.
Cats.
Your alone time, man.
And being so close to Jake and his family, he has two daughters. So I get to go over there and put on the dad hat.
You're a godfather.
Godfather,
so we have that in common. I'm also a godfather. Right. And so how old is your goddaughter?
So she just turned 7.
Amazing.
Yes.
That's a fun age.
It is, yes. Yeah. It's fun. Like, you get to go over there, experience that life for a couple hours.
And they go home.
And then I get to go home, and I can take my nap, and I can just watch TV and do whatever, and just chill out and just peace and quiet.
Have you ever done a week long, for my godson's parents? I haven't done it in a minute here, but I used to stay the week over at their house.
Okay.
And play, Mr. Mom, Mr. Dad with them. And do the whole Godfather experience and pack lunches and take them to school and do the whole drive in the minivan and do all the things. You do that with your goddaughter?
I'll definitely take her to school, pick her up from school, take her to dance class. I haven't stayed over their house for a full week, but I go to Costa Rica with them all the time.
There
so we were there for a couple of weeks at a time, and I help out just
I
know the process. Yes. I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah. If they ever want to go to Costa Rica on their own and not bring the kids, you'd be fully seasoned and ready.
I would survive.
Yes.
Yes, I would survive for sure.
I was laughing because my first time with that, my friend Julia, she gave me, she had a clipboard.
Oh, yeah.
With the boys, all the boys' stuff on that. I mean, it was pages and pages, and I was... I love that she did that. And I find myself doing that with my dogs when I have someone to come over. I'm like, this is how this goes.
Yeah.
So I started laughing once I had my dogs because I was like, oh, this is where she was operating from. I get it.
Yep.
But it's funny. But that whole process is, it was fun. I had one of the boys lost a tooth.
Oh.
So I did the whole tooth fairy experience.
Wow,
so I think I dropped a 50 under his
pillow. About to say, the rate for tooth fairies skyrocketed.
Yeah, they were pissed. They're like, well, you left a 50? You just set the standard for 50.
Exactly.
I was like, yeah, I'm the godfather. I can do that. So it's fun getting to play godfather. You get to go home and they get to go to their house. And you get to spoil them.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm very used to being, speaking of birthdays, with the birthday party the other day, I'm very used to being the guy without a kid dressed up and whatever, wearing the princess hat or crown or whatever and being the guy. I'm very used to that and I love it.
Yeah. Cause off camera, we were talking, it was your goddaughter's birthday yesterday, right?
The party was yesterday. Yeah.
Party was yesterday. And you guys did the, what is it called again?
Dreamscape.
Dreamscape.
So it's they have different themes and they take over. They have their kids that do stuff. They have she did I think it was a princess sleepover theme. So she had all her friends. They had pajamas on and princesses and they had cake and they made cotton candy. And it was just,
whole nine. And you get to go and do the whole thing.
You get to go and just, enjoy. It's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah,
they painted pillowcases too.
No way.
So many things.
Pillowcases?
Yeah, so they had pillowcases and they had markers and they would design the pillowcases. And,
oh, no way.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that one before. So what, probably washable markers or something?
I have no idea.
Interesting.
It was just some kind of different markers. And I was like, oh, that was a smart idea.
Yeah.
It goes with the theme too. And
that's so funny.
And it's your goodie bag. And
Because doing the Godfather tour of duty, I had a whole a whole bunch of stuff up my sleeve. I was like, all right, we're gonna do X, Y, and Z. And I told you we went to that one place that was some kind of a jungle gym and they would do the zip line and there's all these video games and all that stuff. And then you got pizza and breadsticks. And it was one of those gigs and where the parents are supposed to go in the bar area and watch TV and watch sports and drink beer or whatever. But I was hanging with the kids and doing all the stuff. And my godson's 10, he has Down syndrome. So he wasn't 10 back then. You know what I mean? So and he's all over the place. So he's a good time and got to oversee.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to give big brother a break so he could go do his thing. But then we'd get home and, gosh, what would I do? I was making all kinds of crazy food too. Have you ever seen the movie Uncle Buck?
Oh yeah.
Where he makes the giant pancake. Well, I couldn't quite pull off that enormous pancake, but I found a pizza tin And then so like I mixed up all the pancake batter and put it on the pizza tin and baked like these huge emoji pancakes for them.
Oh,
like with bacon for the smiley mouth and like eggs over easy for the or sunny side up for the eyeballs. Wow. They love that stuff.
I gotta step up my game. Wow, yeah. That's crazy.
I got a bunch of ideas I can pass along. Wow. Yes.
That's wild.
They'll love it. Yeah, there's all kinds of things you can do. Don't forget to slip them a 50 when they lose a tip.
I was about to say, the standard you set for them. Oh, man, you got these pancakes.
Oh, and what's better, I don't even think it was a $50 bill. I think it was all ones. I think I like...
Oh, wow.
He had like a race car bed in his room, and I think I like those, I made it rain like all over his room.
I feel like I wake up and just like,
something along those lines. I can't remember, but yeah, that was funny. They're like, are we going to get 50 bucks every time? For every two, they're like banging their teeth out.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh my gosh.
That's fun. Man. And so you guys just recently went to Costa Rica, didn't you? I was talking to...
Yeah, a couple months ago. Yeah.
Talking to Jake. How was that?
Oh, it's great. It's just such like the weather is beautiful. It's just always perfect.
Yeah.
People are nice. The food is amazing.
I haven't been, but I'm going in May for the first time and I'm very excited. You guys got me all geeked up on it. And where was it? Jake was asking me if I was flying in.
Liberia.
That's where I'm going.
Okay. Yeah. Because like Tamarindo, that's kind of the area we were at. Like that's where like the like kind of up and coming like touristy area. There's a lot of cool places there. And that's where you fly into Liberia. And it's like, it's like an hour drive or something. But it's just, I just love that whole, the whole vibe down there. Like it's very like, I don't know. I'm all about beaches. Like I love that type of break or vacation.
That's like, there's no better nap than on a beach.
Yeah.
Like just fall asleep. And just, yes. Oh my God.
The sun. I just love the sun. Like especially, it's just, there's just so many things that are so great about it. And it's like, the flight's not that bad. Like I had a layover in Atlanta and you go there. And
What is that flight?
So what is it? Like 2 hours to Atlanta and 3 from Atlanta, Liberia.
That's not horrible.
Yeah.
It's
nice to break it up because, you know, kind of walk around a little bit and you get off the plane, but it's not horrible.
No.
Especially when you're, and it's dead of winter in January here in Michigan.
Right.
And you're going there and you arrive and it's 90 plus every day.
Sunny. Yeah. Like it's, now you guys have a studio there too, right? Because you guys can work when you're down there, right?
So they have, Jake and them, they have like a little, they always kind of have like a little mobile setup.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
But there are, I know there is another studio, like not near where we are, but there is a studio kind of in the area that they're like developing and
that's
getting
awesome.
That set up. But
You guys are going global.
I know. It's cool. Like, again, I feel like I'm just tagging along for the ride. Like, I'm always just there. Like,
you're the man behind the scenes.
I'm the man behind the scenes. And that's why this is so funny how this came to be.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I got my 15 minutes with Extreme Makeover.
Yeah.
It's cool. I was on the cover of TV Guide. Like, I'm all cool. I got that experience.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm good.
It was like a nice family portrait.
So it was me, Ty, and one different person from another family from the show.
No shit.
That was crazy. We flew out to LA. And it was
amazing.
Like, it was just like, what is going on?
What does the photo shoot for TV Guide look like?
It's just like you're in a warehouse and there's music going blaring. They got like food out and you just get a ton of makeup put on you and you're just like posed. I think we had 2 or 3 different outfits for a couple hours and you just take pictures. And yeah, I think it was 15 at the time.
Amazing.
So it was,
I saw the footage of your episode and you had like the blonde hair. And,
big blonde. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. No, I was so excited when I met you and just hearing your story. I definitely wanted to bring you into the studio and share your journey. You've got good stuff happening. You're doing good things. It's so cool.
I appreciate it. Yeah. No, it's a fun time for sure.
I can't wait to see what comes up over the next year with FBT and kind of just, I'd love to do some collaborations and introduce you guys to some folks. And I got to get out there. I got to get Stefan Barden as my brand manager.
I'm exclusive to FBT.
I know. I won't try and steal you. No, I love it, man. So where can people find you on social media? They want to connect.
I'm just at Stefan Barden.
Yeah.
Cool. Pretty much everywhere. Follow FBT Studios at FBT.studios on Instagram.
And Basement Sounds 2.0, is that right?
Basement Sounds 2.0, yep. That's with Jake, yep.
That's with Jake. And if people want to connect, they just go to FBTstudios.com.
Yeah.
And that website's amazing.
Yeah,
and you're the man behind the scenes on that one too. Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's I try.
Yeah.
I try. I certainly try to make sure it's all good.
It's a lot of work, man. This the social media game is like no joke. It's a lot to keep up with, and Jake's lucky to have you you know, kind of running things over there as far as all that stuff goes.
I just make it up as I go.
Yeah.
Like I mean, you can look into every kind of this and that, but it's like, you just don't know.
I agree. It's like, there's no trick. There's no secret algorithm platform that you can buy and, you know, for $19.99 and things are going to work for you. It's, you know,
I think, but if you have
you gotta have good instincts.
Yeah, instincts. And as long as the content is good. And Jake is always makes it so easy. Like, he is not acting in, like, those clips that you see. Like, that's literally
him. I love him. He just shit his pants this morning. Yeah. I was just watching him on Instagram. He's like, I shit my pants again.
And that's, like, his PG version, I'll say. Yeah, like, he's just, that is how he is. And I'm just there to, like, to record it and make sure I get it down and, like, post it.
You guys must be in stitches all day.
Like, gosh.
Yeah, he's a good time.
Yeah, when you're around someone for 20 years, like, it's the amount of stuff that you just laugh about, joke about, and it's just, it's great.
Yeah, that is so refreshing. And so, and now you obviously are friends with the family, like you and his wife just click and good times. And,
sometimes I feel like I'm also married to her. Like, yes. it's we're that close. We're very, very close with each other.
Yeah. Essentially brothers.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. Yeah. I can't complain for sure.
Well, very cool. And I want to thank you for coming out to the studio today to share your story. I've had an amazing time. You're welcome back here anytime.
Appreciate it. I'm
sure
we'll have
other projects to talk about in the future.
Absolutely.
And yes. All right. If you guys are looking for a Stefan and want to connect with FBT Studios, hit up fbtstudios.com. That's a wrap.